Welcome
to the ultimate. Oh, that's loud in my head.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast.
My name is Chris.
And my name is Sean.
And God, we've been on a hiatus a little bit.
We have been.
I was just looking. I'm like, when was the last time that we actually put an episode out? And by the way, I say a lot. I've learned this. I say a lot.
Oh, I thought you said say.
No.
I heard say a lot. That's why I said a lot.
No, I say a lot is what I've learned. But we last, you want to take a guess on when we.
4 weeks.
So the last episode that we put out was May 30th.
That's
almost, So recording wise, it's been.
Four weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks for the.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, we need to get back on track.
So by the time you hear this episode, it's been a month.
Yes.
We took a little hiatus.
Little hiatus.
But it was a good hiatus.
It was. So here's. Let's see here. I had an episode planned.
Okay.
But what you did today, I think, is a little bit better.
Oh.
So the episode, and we can kind of get into it a little bit.
Or we can just do another episode with whatever you have.
Okay, well, then I'll save it.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's always a good thing to save.
All right, so we'll save this episode.
Okay.
That I wanted to do. I won't even tell you.
Okay.
Tell you off air. All
right.
But with what you did today and my very drastic statement about something that you did, we need to talk about it.
Okay. Which is kind of good because in our hiatus, there was Father's Day.
Yes.
So we can talk about a little bit about that.
Yep.
My birthday was also there, and we went to Lake Tahoe.
Let's start there.
You want to start at Tahoe?
Catch-up time.
Okay. So, catch-up time. So, my birthday was June 6th.
Okay.
And we went to Tahoe for the weekend, which was fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
Super nice.
The weather was beautiful.
We went to the beach, hung out.
Which, by the way, that beach area that we went to, you can't get any more perfect of a little setup.
Easy parking.
Mm-hmm.
Not overcrowded.
Correct.
But a good environment.
Yeah.
So we won't tell anyone where it's at.
No.
Secret.
No, we're not telling anybody. It was a great time. The cabin that we stayed at was perfect for a family or two or three. Just overall just a great weekend. And then that pizza place that we had was killer.
Yep.
And the Chinese food.
Yep.
And
then I got to go for a bike ride, which was amazing.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that. We got back from the beach, all the kids were tired, and I'm like, I'm going for a ride.
Yep.
So
no, it was perfect.
And I didn't fall. That was a win.
And you didn't fall.
Didn't fall. That was. I should get an applaud for that. Let's see. Oh, no. Wrong button. No.
Oh, my goodness.
No. No.
Ah!
Definitely not. Nope. I don't think I have an applaud.
I thought you did.
I think I got rid of it.
Okay. Well, we just went through our soundboard, everybody. Yeah.
I mean, we could play that.
Gosh, that was such a good show. I watched that all the time. So you didn't fall, so that's a positive.
Yep. And I didn't have any of these. Oh.
Nope.
No these.
No. No.
No. Nope. Could be ninja.
No.
Can't do that one.
I didn't have any of those moments.
No. It was good.
I can't play this one.
It could be ninja.
No. No. Shut it off. Shut it off.
Shut down again by Apple.
Yeah. It was a really good weekend. I mean, I love Tahoe in general. Every time that we've gone up there, we've always had a good time. The weather's usually perfect.
Yeah.
Whether it's, you know, warm or if it's snowing. But the kids had a blast.
You want to know what the high is right now?
The high in Tahoe?
The high in South Lake Tahoe right now.
Ooh, I'm going to take a guess and say 71.
52.
52, not even close. Yeah. Okay.
Because we were talking about this earlier, and here comes a tangent, because the Reno Rodeo started. Started yesterday. And your wife was saying that she was actually kind of bummed that we weren't there.
Yeah.
And we were like, oh, it would have been perfect weather compared to last year when we went, and it was hotter than shit.
Yep.
Guess what the high in Reno was today?
Hmm.
60 degrees.
What is going on?
It snowed up in Tahoe today.
Really?
Yeah.
That's strange.
Yeah, they had snow in Tahoe
today. Wow, okay.
So, yeah, 60 degrees. Tomorrow is 69 in Reno.
You know, bummer that we didn't go to the rodeo this year.
I know.
I will say that next time we go, I think it's got to be a no kid.
Yes, I agree.
The kids didn't enjoy it
how
we thought they would.
Speaking of the rodeo, it actually starts in a minute.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't worry, I'll try to live stream it downstairs.
Okay. Yeah, that was a... The Reno Rodeo was a good time.
Yeah, I agree.
Back
to my birthday.
Yes, back to your birthday.
Yeah, no, it was, I think overall it was just nice, relaxing.
It was nice to get away.
Yeah, but what was really nice is when I woke up in the morning and I looked outside in the backyard and there was a beautiful brand new Traeger.
Oh my goodness.
No more vertical smoker.
No more vertical smoker.
I actually
You can. Still have that thing?
Uh-huh. It's on the side of the house right
is
now.
Is it really?
Yeah. Oh, I don't even want to open that. I don't even want to know what is in that thing.
No, you better.
I need to just go throw that away.
Yeah, you need to take it to the dump.
We might need to, I might need to go get some cheap saran wrap and just wrap it.
Yep.
And then we'll pick it up together.
And, yeah. Oh, gross. Yeah,
just let it. There has to be something living there.
Yeah, we got to make a dump run for that thing.
Yeah.
I actually need to do a dump run.
Yeah.
So maybe you and I can get together on a Saturday and take some stuff.
We're putting it in your truck.
Okay.
I don't really know what's living in there.
When was the last time you even...
When we moved into this house.
Oh my gosh, that's how long it's been?
Yeah, so it's been about 8 years.
There's for sure something living or growing and or both in it.
Yeah. There might be a family of something in there.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
No. We're going to throw some duct tape on the hinges and just call it a day.
Saran wrap the whole thing, duct tape it. Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah.
And probably the last time that you used it, you made something, didn't clean it. You're like, oh, I'll get around to it tomorrow.
No,
Eight years later.
I think I did clean it because I knew when we moved, the movers actually put it on the back of the truck.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I did clean it so they could move it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Ugh,
I mean, it has been almost 8 years, so.
You know what I would like you to do, speaking of smoked meat, is I want you to make jerky again.
Smoked? On the Traeger?
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, what's the difference between besides it's better, what's the difference between the Traeger and the smoker that you had?
I think the Traeger, because the lowest that my Traeger can go, and I don't know if yours is the same, is only 180 degrees. That's the lowest it will go. So yeah,
that's probably mine as well.
Yeah. So, I mean, I could easily make jerky on it. It'd definitely make it a lot quicker than I'm used to, because I want to say I do, like, 135 is usually my temperature.
Okay.
When I use the dehydrator. So, but I could definitely make some.
You know, I have a dehydrator.
It'd be a bigger surface area.
It would
to
be.
Make it.
It would be, that's for sure. I have a dehydrator that I should probably clean up and make jerky out of.
Yeah.
I always forget that I have one of those.
Rayleigh's carne asada meat that they sell is really good.
Okay.
It's thinly sliced already and all that, and I just marinate it. But I should do my curry jerky.
Seriously, that was, I mean, probably the best beef jerky ever.
Yeah.
The flavor, just how well you did it, because you were making jerky all the time.
Yeah. Well, there is a person at work that is going to be with some rotation. It's going to be my senior that absolutely loves the curry jerky. And I think she would, I should make some before she comes over.
Yeah.
And put it on her desk and be like, here you go. She'd be ecstatic.
Yeah.
Be good.
Wow.
I'll have to do that.
Yeah. I mean, we could even get out my dehydrator.
Yeah.
And I'll just.
Well, mine's easy. I know
exactly. Oh, you have one?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's what I make it all on is the dehydrator.
I thought you made it on the vertical smoker.
Uh-uh. The vertical smoker is too hard to maintain the temperature. Mm. That's why I liked it for one. The reason why I liked it is I could blend the flavor of chips. The one thing I don't like about the pellet grills is you don't really get to pick your blend.
Yeah, I will say the pellet smokers, when I first got into it, whatever, gosh, I don't know how long I've had mine for. It's been a long time. And I thought, okay, I'm going to use hickory for this. I'm going to use applewood for that. I'm going to use the signature for this. I couldn't tell a difference.
Yeah.
And so I think I, the one that I usually get is the signature blend, whatever.
And see, that's when I was looking at the blend, I like to use oak. Okay. And the signature doesn't have oak in it. So I was shocked. I didn't know what I was going to do. So I was just looking at all the flavors. Have you ever seen the Pro Blend?
Yeah, that's the more expensive one, right?
It's actually cheaper.
Oh.
It's a bigger bag.
Where do you get it at?
At Home Depot. So I did the math on it because I was looking at it and I was looking at all the things and I looked at the signature and it has like hickory cherry pecan, I think it is.
Yeah.
The Pro Blend has oak, hickory, and cherry, which hickory and oak are like my two go-tos. Mm-hmm. So right there, I'm like, yes, I'm going to do it. But the bag that you buy, the signature bag, and like the cherry and the individual flavor ones are 20-pound bags. The Pro Blend is a 30-pound bag.
Is it really?
Uh-huh. And it's only like $3 more. So it's actually cheaper, unless you're using your cheat code.
Yeah.
If
which I haven't been able to use my cheat code lately. I can't find them.
Yeah, so if you wanted to, per pound, it's cheaper to buy the Pro Blend than it is to buy the signature
blend. Does Costco sell Traeger pellets?
I believe they do. I think it's only the... They sell their own Kirkland one, too.
Oh, no.
And it's a 33-pound bag.
Mm-hmm.
And that's cheaper than the Pro Blend. Yep. But I was shocked. So that's what I got. I got two things of the Pro Blend.
Yeah.
And I've liked it so far.
So I don't know if this is a myth or a scare tactic or both. From what I understand, and I don't know how they could prove this, but I've never used anything besides the Traeger brand pellets. Yeah. And I remember hearing at one point in time that if you used different off-brand pellets and you had an issue with your Traeger, they wouldn't warranty it.
I can see that.
I can totally see it. Now, how would they prove it per se? I don't know. But I've never ventured out.
I could easily see that.
Yeah.
I mean, that wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
I mean, technically, like, when you buy a Glock, if you use an aftermarket magazine in it, it voids the warranty.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
No, you're right.
So that's, wouldn't shock me. I don't know. I found the, like I said, I like hickory and oak are my two go-tos when smoking. And the reason why I like the vertical smoker is I also like the Jack Daniel's bourbon barrels. So the chopped up bourbon barrels.
Yeah.
So I used to do hickory with oak and then some of those. Mm-hmm. And I just liked it it brought a sweetness to it. Kind of like a cherry wood.
Yeah.
But when I saw the Pro Blend and saw that it had oak and hickory are the two first two, and then I think it was cherry is the third. I'm like, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want. So
speaking of
a bigger bag.
Yeah. Speaking of Jack Daniels, I haven't looked for it, but I used to always marinate my steaks in. Jack Daniel's came out with this like steak marinade packet.
Yep.
And oh my gosh, it's so good. And then even the barbecue sauce that they make is really good too.
Well, do you remember Fridays?
Yeah. The Jack Daniel's menu.
Remember the Jack Daniel's Tower?
No.
So they used to have the Jack Daniel's ribs.
Yeah.
They had the shrimp, and then they had the chicken, their chicken nuggets or chicken chicken. The sauce that they had on the chicken was incredible. Like, absolutely incredible.
Yeah, I remember getting the shrimp a lot.
Yep. The ribs were really good,
too. The ribs were really good. You know what they also had, and I don't know if it was on the Jack Daniel's menu or just the regular menu, but the fried green beans.
Oh, I don't. Oh, I think I did get those.
Oh, my gosh. Those were
good. And they had a dipping sauce as well.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. They did. Gosh, Fridays was good.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, did they completely go out of business?
No, I think there's.
Just in California like here?
Larger locations, yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Larger populations.
Yeah. But, that Fridays that we had forever across the street from the mall.
Yep.
It's the only one that I was aware of.
Yeah,
it was here locally.
It was so good.
Yeah, the Jack Daniel's menu. But yeah, that gosh, the next time I do a tri tip, I'm gonna see if I can find that sauce marinade bag that Traeger.
If you do, that Jack Daniel's. If you do, you'll have to let me know.
No, I will. I'll start keeping an eye out for it because that was killer.
Yeah, I haven't seen those bags in a while. I'm wondering if you can look them up. Let's see here.
Yeah, they didn't have a big selection. It was only like two or three different flavors, but I had them all and they were all great.
Yeah, I want to say the original was like my go-to. I just don't remember.
What that was would there. Be a good jerky marinade as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. That would be really good.
Yeah. And you said the carne asada from Raley's.
Yep. And their packets are. They're smaller packets. There's like five pieces in there, and it's like $4.
Okay.
So I'd go in there and buy like 10 packs.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, they probably could cut it for you too, but if they had it out, I would just get that.
Huh. Okay.
Marinade in the bag. They still do have them. Oh, no. Hold on.
Uh-oh.
That is McCormick's. Yellowstone has one.
Of course they do. I saw Yellowstone has a seasoning.
Yeah, they have. I think, was it just there? No. McCormick says a Hawaiian marinade bag.
That would be good.
Yeah. Good jerky with that.
That would be good with carne asada.
Yeah.
Or chicken.
Let's see here. Jack Daniel's rub. No. Some random shit.
I have a feeling they don't make it anymore.
I don't think. I think feel like it would have popped up already, unless nope, that's the wood chips.
Nope.
No. I mean, they have the rubs. They have the barbecue sauce. They have, but not the marinade bags anymore. That kind of sucks.
Yeah, that was so good.
Yeah. I'm wondering. Because I could see them selling the recipe.
Oh. Or somebody found it or took a picture of it. And it's got to be online somewhere.
Because the McCormick bags, they have a smokehouse mesquite.
Yeah.
See? And they have a brown sugar bourbon.
Oh.
I'm wondering if they bought out the recipe and said, listen, we're just going to make it ourselves.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, because McCormick's isn't going anywhere.
No.
And, you know, Jack Daniel's trying to get into a portion of the food industry with that. You know, obviously didn't make it.
Yep. Hold on.
But they had a decent product.
Hold on. Jack Daniel's marinade in a bag. Steakhouse. Out of stock.
Yeah, I don't think they sell it.
Walmart has the thing, but it says not available. I bet you. McCormick's, I wouldn't be surprised. I bet you McCormick bought it.
Oh, son of a guns.
Anyone know why they discontinued the marinade in a bag? JT has not said why they are no longer making the product on Reddit. Let's see here.
We need it.
Yeah.
Somebody find it for me. I'm going to look next time I go to Walmart.
Yeah. I feel like if anyone's going to have it,
Walmart,
it's going to be Walmart. Good old Wally World. Hey, here's the Jack Daniel's marinade recipe, though.
See? We found it.
And that looks almost identical.
Oh, my gosh.
One cup of ketchup, half a cup of Jack Daniel's whiskey, half a cup of molasses, quarter cup of whiskey, quarter cup of molasses. I'd put a half cup of whiskey in. Quarter cup of apple cider vinegar, 1 tablespoon of lemon juice, 1 tablespoon of
Stupid. It's a stupid word.
You know the guy that does the zippy zappy?
Wash your sister
sauce.
Wash
your sister sauce. Sorry, I had to go there.
He's obviously, he obviously has his shtick.
Yeah.
And it works.
Yeah.
But he bothers me. His little hot sauce, like armband thing he's got going. I can't with him.
So 1 table of Worcestershire sauce, 1 tablespoon of soy sauce, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of dried mustard, and 1 garlic clove crushed is what they said the recipe is.
Hmm. I mean, it was damn good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if we can't find it, let's next family dinner, let's make it and marinate a tri-tip with it.
And then
And
then I'll smoke it.
And then you smoke it.
On the pro blend.
Yes. The 30 pound bag. I'm telling
you, you should get the pro blend.
What is it? $24?
It's 22.
Okay.
I think compared it's almost 23. Yeah.
Okay.
So compared to 19, but it's 30 pounds.
Yeah.
So you get more, a little bit more bang for your buck.
Okay.
But I mean, it's pretty much almost identical. Signature just doesn't. Signature has, I think, pecan, hickory's the primary, and oak is the primary on the pro.
Okay.
Which makes, I mean, Texas barbecue in general is post oak is the go-to.
Yeah.
So.
Okay.
But yeah.
Well, let's get into the main topic here and the massive compliment you received
tonight. Yes. Yeah. I'm kind of shocked by it.
So when we decided to do family dinner tonight, Chris came up with an amazing idea just to do snacks for dinner.
Munchie night.
And it totally worked out in Chris's favor. So why don't you...
I know the compliment you said.
Yeah. But save that one for last.
Okay.
So why don't you explain your cheese dip?
Yeah. So I was making something else, and that's the second item that we're going to talk about. But I really feel like making something else. Mm-hmm. Like, I just wanted to do that. So I was thinking about smoking a whole, because I'm like, I have the smoker on. I'm not one that, like, let's do multiple things because I have space. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh man, smoke a whole block of cream cheese.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was like, eh. And I'm like, well, I think if you had it, you'd like it. But, you know, okay, that's fine. I'm like, and I know she likes brie cheese. I'm like, maybe I'll smoke a thing of brie. And that would be really good. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go down to Sean's favorite store.
Yep.
So I jumped on the bike.
Yep.
Rode down to the PM.
Yep.
To see if they had any brie. Of course, they did not, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
So then I was like, man, what else can I make? And I'm like, oh, maybe I'll make a cheese dip. I'll get some breakfast sausage. So I'm kind of just like exploring the store to see what they have. Get some Velveeta and make this dip. And they didn't have breakfast sausage and they didn't have Velveeta. So I'm like, well, that's not going to work.
We're striking out.
Yeah. So I kept on looking and I go, well, I have some leftover ribs. So I have leftover rib meat. Like I can cut that off. If I can get, I have shredded cheese. Maybe I'll do something with that. And then I was walking by and on the discount, the end cap, they had Rotel discounted 50% off. And I go, that's what I'm going to do.
Let me stop you there real quick. So when I went yesterday on their 50% off, 50% off shelf.
Yeah.
They had the large bottles of sriracha.
Oh, damn.
And I bought two of them. Those are $8 a piece.
Yeah.
$7 depending on where you go. $3.50.
Yeah.
I was in heaven. Well, and they were the big bottles.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, sorry.
No, continue. No, you're good. So I'm like, oh, I'll get the Rotel. But I'm like, what kind of cheese can I do with it? Because I need some kind of like Velveeta. I need like a processed cheese.
Yeah.
So I almost bought a whole bunch of Kraft singles and was going to cut them up. I'm like, no, that's not worth it. So I went and just got nacho cheese. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just going to build off this. So I got the nacho cheese. I got some salsa. I got the Rotel.
Mm-hmm.
And so I cut up the rib meat. I put the liquid cheese in, the nacho cheese, the salsa, can of Rotel. Then I put a shit ton of shredded cheese in there.
Yeah.
And then I covered it. Holy Gospel yep. seasoning over it.
Yep.
And then I also put some jalapeno olive oil and some garlic olive oil.
It was so good.
And then smoked it for about 2 hours on 225
yep.
super smoke.
It came out amazing.
Yeah. So, and there's leftover.
I mean, my stomach's going to hurt later, but
oh, same
that's
here.
That's a later problem.
Well, it made sense too, because we did taquitos and mini tacos and
yep.
like just dip it in that.
Which I meant to ask you when we were down there, the mini tacos did have a little spice to them. What were they?
They were just fresh mini tacos from Costco.
Hmm.
They weren't frozen ones. They were
yeah.
fresh ones that
I were got. They chicken?
No, they were beef.
Beef.
They
okay. were beef.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, those were super good. The kids enjoyed them.
Yeah.
Okay. The grand finale.
So the first item that I made, because I'm going to make them tomorrow as well. And I'm like, I'm going to make it for you guys. I made a version of a Texas Twinkie
mm-hmm.
halved. I didn't put them back together, but I did two different types. I did a jalapeno one, which is traditional.
Yep.
So jalapeno cream cheese wrapped in bacon
yep.
with a rub on it. And then I topped it with a barbecue sauce that I kind of concocted
yeah.
a little bit of sauce on top. And then I also did ones with mini bell peppers.
Which I have never had, nor have I even ever thought about doing.
Yeah, the mini bell peppers, more for the kids than anything. Just because yeah. jalapenos can be spicy sometimes.
Yeah.
Which the ones, I don't know if I just cleaned them really well, but.
You cleaned them really well because yeah. they weren't spicy.
But the flavor was still good.
Correct.
But the mini bell peppers were nice because they were sweeter.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice. So I did the same thing, cream cheese. I didn't make the cream cheese blend like you would in a Texas Twinkie. I didn't want to go too overboard.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to keep it simple, but I wanted to put the glaze on top.
Yeah.
That was the topper.
I mean, I've made jalapeno poppers probably 100 times. I've eaten jalapeno poppers from other people and I thought I had mine perfected and yours were literally the best jalapeno popper I've ever had.
Which just blows my mind because I literally...
I cleaned
the jalapeno. I put cream cheese in it. Mm-hmm. I wrapped it in bacon. Wrapped it in a whole piece of bacon. And then the rub, I just used the Traeger rub because it has brown sugar in it. So a little bit of the sweetness. And then that... I mean, you saw me make the sauce.
Yeah.
I put some Worcestershire sauce, liquid smoke, garlic, some, what was it? Barbecue sauce
yep.
and some ketchup.
Yep.
That was it.
I don't know it. I mean, it had to have been the sauce. I've had smoked jalapeno poppers before.
Yep.
It had to have been the sauce. It was literally a flavor bomb.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, nothing was like overpowering.
Which, yeah, and that's why I did the ketchup in it, too, to kind of thin out the barbecue
yeah.
smokiness
yeah.
with it, even though I put liquid smoke in there, but.
You didn't put too much, though, and that yeah. can be, that stuff can be potent. Dangerous.
Potent. That's why I literally pour it in the cap.
Yeah.
And that's how, my measurements are off the cap.
Yeah, because that stuff can make your food actually taste, like, not good.
Correct. Ugh. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was a great dinner, especially that cheese dip, dipping the tacos into the cheese dip.
Yep.
Oh my goodness. So let's stick on the barbecue kick here. What's something that you are really wanting to try and make?
So two things.
Because what have you done so far?
So I did chicken. I've done ribs. I've done a brisket flat that I attempted to make into burnt ends.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't turn out as well as I should have left it as a whole and just sliced it, and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have tried to do the burnt ends. I should have just left it as is.
Okay.
Because I needed more time. And then I have done the jalapeno poppers. Mm-hmm. And the dip. That's okay. Because I've had it for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
So that's what I've done so far. But two things that I want. I want to do a full brisket.
Mm-hmm.
That will be probably sometime this summer.
That's like a I've done a full brisket one time, and I'm not a big brisket fan because the fat in the center doesn't render down, and I know that's like part of the brisket, but I don't like that portion.
Yeah.
And so I feel like half of it's a waste.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the fatty pieces.
Well, I'll have to make it, and then I'll have to have you try it.
Yeah. It's like a 15-hour cook.
I was thinking closer to 24.
Maybe
not the whole cook, but with the rest period in there.
The rest time, yeah.
Because you're going to want it to rest for at least a couple hours.
Yeah.
So.
In your new fancy cooler.
Yeah. Yeah.
With wheels.
Yep. So I lied. There's actually three things that I want to do. Because I just reminded myself of the other one.
Hmm.
I also want to do four things.
Here we go.
And I'll probably do all of them this summer. So I want to do the brisket, a full mm-hmm. brisket. I want to do a whole bologna chub. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Yep,
we're doing that.
That's going to be easy. I think that will be easy because there's nothing fancy to that.
No.
I want to do a brisket corned beef.
Oh.
Smoke it. So however long you cook it, let it rest and have pastrami. So it'll be pastrami. Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
Do you have your meat slicer still?
Yes.
Holy shit.
So that, and then the other thing I want to do is candied pork belly.
Yeah.
So candied pork belly, the brisket, the whole chub,
mm-hmm.
and the pastrami. The pastrami is pretty easy, actually, because you can buy from Raley's a corned beef.
Yeah.
A brisket corned beef. So it's a pickled corned beef. That's all it is.
It's like a kit, right?
No, it's already done.
Oh, it's already done?
It's already done.
Oh.
You just open up the pack and it's done. So literally, I can open up the pack, dry it off, throw a rub on it, throw it on the smoker and be fine. That one probably will happen quicker.
Yeah.
Because that would be a good, like, lunch meat.
Yeah, that would be.
So.
Okay, well, my favorite sandwich is a hot pastrami.
Yeah. So, well, if I do the whole chub and or the pastrami, either one, you're definitely going to get some because that's a lot of meat.
Yeah, it is. You know,
especially when I cut the pastrami like deli thin.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sure there's a bunch of things I haven't smoked, but I've smoked a lot of different things. The one thing that I want to do again is beef ribs.
Yeah, beef ribs are good. Those take some time, though, too.
They do. Yeah,
you have to wrap those, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess you don't have to, but to render them down,
yeah,
you need to.
Yeah, so that's what I need to get for both the pastrami and the brisket.
Yep.
I need to get some butcher paper to do both of those.
I've actually found that I like tinfoil better than butcher paper.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I know I was watching a video and they were doing the difference between all of it. Now, when you wrap yours, do you put any liquid in there or put anything with it after you wrap it, or you
just let it? Yeah, so for ribs, like pork ribs, I do a little bit of juice, and I'm not particular whatever's in the fridge. So juice, butter, brown sugar, and barbecue sauce.
Okay.
And then for pork butt, pork shoulder, I'll do a little bit of juice.
You wrap your pork butt?
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
I've done it both ways.
Yeah.
And I actually... I didn't realize you
wrapped your pork butt.
Yeah, I don't prefer it one way or over the other. I think they both come out good.
Yeah.
I really think barbecue has a big to do with the rest time.
Yes,
I agree. If you don't have time to rest it, it's not going to turn out how you need it to.
Yeah, I
agree. So anytime that you're smoking whatever type of meat, you got to work backwards. Hey, what time's dinner? What time do we want to eat?
Yep.
Want to eat at 6:30? Well, this thing's got to sit for 2 hours, so it needs to be done by 4:30.
The whole reason why I ask, hey, what time are you coming over?
Exactly. Yes.
What time do I need this on?
Exactly. No, I'm super excited for you. It's definitely a whole nother can of worms once you start getting into it.
Well, what I like about the Traeger, and just I think this would be any of the new pellet grills anyways, is the temperature. You don't have to worry about the temperature. Mm-mm. So like with the vertical smoker, I was constantly checking the temperature.
Yeah.
Which I think hurts the process, right?
Yeah.
And then you're maintaining the fire and all that. And you know, I'm not a professional. It's so the Traeger is nice because I can do it and then I go, hey, okay, I've reached this point. I want to go up a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't even, like when I did the ribs, I literally woke up in the middle of the night because I probed them too. And I literally went, okay, they're going good. They're going strong. And I looked at the probe, like what the meat temperature was, and literally just watched it. I'm like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then at one point I wrapped them. I did wrap the ribs in foil. I was kind of bummed because I ordered beef tallow,
mm-hmm.
the Wagyu beef tallow. Mm-hmm. But it didn't. It was supposed to come that night, and it didn't.
Oh, bummer.
So I was gonna put Wagyu beef tallow in there when I wrapped them.
Yeah.
So I just did butter, and wrapped it. And then at one point, I was like, okay, they're where I want them. I just wanted them to keep warm, so I literally went on the app and went keep warm.
Yep.
And just let it sit there and let it keep warm, and then okay, time to shut down. Like I don't even know how to shut it down on the actual thing. I just do it
through your phone. Yeah.
So that's what makes it nice is like those little things, especially not being a professional barbecuer
mm-hmm.
and maintaining. Like tomorrow, I'm going to cook a tri-tip.
Yeah.
It's going to be easy. I'm going to probe it and I'm literally going to have all the information.
Set it and forget it.
Yeah. I have it at my vent. And if I need to go raise the temperature, I can raise it up.
Yep.
I really wish you could fire the barbecue up from that though.
Yeah, I know. That would be cool.
I mean, I get it safety wise. That's why they don't do it.
Yeah.
But it would be. Legit.
It would be a cool feature.
So.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, good. I'm excited for you. The tri-tip should come out good.
Yeah. Marinating right now, and then I'll put rub on it. I don't have any holy cow. I got to get some holy cow.
That's Meat Church.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Ace Hardware.
Yeah.
I don't think anywhere around us sells it.
Yeah. Good old Ace.
Good old Ace Hardware. I still haven't been to the Loomis Ace Hardware.
I've heard they have the best selections.
I've heard that too.
Yeah.
There's one in Roseville on Harding. There's the Loomis one. And is there one in Auburn? There is one in Auburn now.
Yeah.
On Highway 49.
There's one in Rockland still, right?
By Rockland High School?
Yeah.
I think that went out.
Oh, did it really?
I mean, I could be wrong. I haven't been over there in years, but...
Yeah, same here.
I
thought it was still there.
I thought they went out of business.
Roseville, Loomis, Rockland Distribution Center. Yeah, I guess they did. Well, that sucks.
Bummer.
Yeah.
And the distribution center, that's that big warehouse, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, that's... Well, that's a bummer.
Ace Hardware.
Yeah. So we'll expect sponsorships from Ace
and yes, Traeger. Yes, and Traeger, along with the Joe Rogan signing
yes,
yeah. deal and Lipton tea.
Arizona
tea.
Oh, you fucked that one up.
Man, I did. I fucked that one up. Arizona tea.
One thing I do have to add, and not just to jump on the Traeger bandwagon at yeah. all at this point, the box.
It's so cool.
So the box that the Traeger came in,
yeah,
on the inside was set up as like a kid's fort.
Yeah.
So you could cut out a thing and it had like a puppet show. And then they had actual masks too that you could cut out. One was a cow, one was a pig, one was a chicken. And oh, you could cut goodness. Out and the kids can put it on their face. But it has like a door cut out. So
yeah.
literally the box it comes in can be used as a fort for kids, which I think is super smart. By Traeger, because it doesn't go instantly to, you know, the trash.
Yep.
It gets played with for a little bit. Yep. It has more than just one use of protecting the.
No, it totally, it totally does. No, so that's awesome.
I didn't realize that. I came home one day. I'm like, oh, that is the Traeger box. And my wife's like, yeah, look at it. I'm like, holy cow. Like, she goes, that was all on the inside. So, like, even at that, they protect it.
Yeah.
So when you look at it, you're like, oh, that's sweet. Hell yeah.
They're so, a good they're a good company.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
I thought that was really cool. Like,
well yeah, your kids look like they've gotten some use out of it.
Oh yeah. And it's probably gonna be used for another couple months
too. Yeah.
I'll probably have to sneak it out of the house like
exactly.
Hey, sorry guys, we gotta throw this away.
Yeah. So, oh my goodness.
There is a Granite Bay Ace Hardware too, by the way.
Where's that one at?
I don't know. There's one in Lake of the Pines. There's one in Auburn. There's one in El Dorado Hills. The one on in Granite Bay is off of Auburn, Folsom, and Douglas. In the same shopping center as the Dutch Brothers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tangent, but have you been to that Italian deli restaurant in that parking lot?
I have not. Dominic's?
Yes. It is unbelievable.
I think I have heard that.
It's so good.
It's rated 4.6 stars on Google with 667 reviews.
It's so good.
It looks good.
Yeah, there. They've got like a cold case where you can get pasta salads and
other
stuff, and then sandwiches. That's the only thing I've had there is a sandwich.
Sandwich looks good.
So I don't know what else they have, but they've got a pretty decent menu.
Yeah, the sandwich looks delicious. Huh. Might have to go over to that one.
Get a sandwich and some seasoning.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. No, I think I'm going to have to go to the Loomis one because I've heard from multiple people.
Yep.
The Loomis one has the seasonings.
Yeah.
They have a lot of grills there too. Holy shit.
Mm.
In this picture of 3 years ago, it has the wall of seasoning
mm-hmm.
behind the grills.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're going.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've heard it's good, man.
It's massive. That is massive.
And you know what else you can get while you're in Loomis?
Across the street. Well, across the street.
Taylor's.
Yep. Yeah.
Go get a pastrami or a corn dog or a
ice cream.
Malt. Yeah. Or some Dole ice cream.
We might have to take the kids here and that will be what we do. Hey, if you guys let daddy go look at some seasonings.
Yes.
We will go get you.
Get you ice cream after.
Yes.
Daddy gets a treat. Kids get a treat. All is happy.
Yeah. Dude, it's awesome. That seasoning wall is legit.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Yeah, we'll have to go.
Okay.
Sweet deal. Well, do you have anything else?
I don't. Okay. I don't. I appreciate you taking the time to do a podcast. I appreciate the dinner that was prepared this evening.
Hey, anything I can do to smoke. So.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you nailed it. It's the best jalapeno popper I've ever had.
That's a huge compliment. So I will take it and run with it
because that was epic.
Yeah, I agree. Well, thank you for listening to the Ultimate Buffet Podcast. Mm-hmm, remember to like, follow, and subscribe on all our social medias. And a very special thank you.
Patreon.
Sorry we didn't record for a month and you guys still paid. So
I apologize.
We do apologize. But we do appreciate your support.
Yes, we do. So thank you.
Yeah, have a great night.
Outro.